The fascinations of medicine and royalty were equal in Auntie Kitty's mind, and whenever possible she found a connection between the two. Had she been told she was dying, but from the same disease as a member of the royal family, she would have died happy. "Oh, there's some waiting done in hospitals," she said presently. 90% of it's waiting. Would you call this room oatmeal or cream?" A Thai nurse looked in briefly and went out again. "You don't see many of them. She's happened a refugee." Midgley looked at his watch and then stood at the door of his father's room. He had not moved, his unseeing eyes fixed on a window cleaner who carefully avoided their gaze. "I always thought I'd be the first to go," said Auntie Kitty, looking at an advertisement in Country Life. "Fancy, 2 swimming pools. When you get to my age, you just want somewhere you can get round nicely with the Hoover." "Auntie," said Midgley, "what was my dad like?" Auntie Kitty thought for a moment. "Oh, he never had a wrong word for anybody, do anybody a good turn. Shovel the snow, fetch the coal, and he was that type, he was a saint." "You take after your mother more,"